Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Let's give Sam a big hand clap. Yes, thank you for that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nice to see all of you. Some of you were not here last Sunday. Sam wasn't here. Okay? Sam is, Joan does the Sunday, Sam does it on, like that. Because I have to take care of the kids. I don't know when my wife will be here. Yes, but good to see all of you. Martin, okay, schools are still under lock and key. That man is studying to be a pilot or an Air Force, whatever. Yes, good to see all of you. Thank you so much for coming to help us. Let's go. What's your name? Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, he's very good. It was very good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. When we sang that song, Let Us Adore Him. Okay. You know, these days, about 2 months ago, I signed up, I paid money, okay, online to study, you know, basically it's called, Biblical Hebrew. Okay. I paid money for a year. So every day as I'm doing school teaching kids, I'm also doing my school. Okay. And so these days, because of what I'm doing, like us, you know, you look at a thing, then you remember the name for it, you know. And so when we sang that song, Let Us Adore Him, I remembered there's a study called Edenics, from the word Eden. Okay, so that study is trying to, basically, it shows that actually all languages originated from a one language, which was, of course, in the Garden of Eden. You see, so this word, adore, it sounded to me like the word Adonai. And Adonai means my Lord, master. Okay? And even you can hear, let us adore him, my Lord and my King. You know, and so I just thought about that and I was like, hey, that is interesting. And now I'm beginning to realize that our African languages, okay, at least here in Uganda, it seems like we are so off, like we're real. Because most of the words actually which come close are English words. Okay? With some of them, the pronunciation change. You know how, like a P, A P, you say the P with your lips, P, you know, Now, some words in English took on a pronunciation which also you have to use the lips. Like, let's say, F. So instead of P, you find those English words have an F. Okay, like the word fruit. Okay, the real Hebrew word actually starts with what? With a P. And there's an R. You understand? So you know how like someone can say S, then someone else says she, you know, in their language, they don't have a she. You understand? So that's how someone's actually changed. Okay? Glory be to God. But that is a by the way, but I just thought about what? Glory be to God. You know, when you're studying something, there's way in which now everything begins, you know? I remember when we were in medical school, first term. Okay? First term. Yes, it was. First term. Okay. semester. Muli bana watoe. Muli bazukuru. You know, first year, first term. Yes, we studied the upper limb. Do you know what the upper limb is? This is a limb. An arm is a limb. A leg is a limb. So the upper. This is upper. This is lower. So this is an upper limb. This is a... Yeah. So you saw, you study the upper limb. There was a room. We used to call it a cadaver room. Okay? Well, cadavers are basically bodies of human beings. Okay? Wherever they died from, we don't know, but they are kept in that room for medical, for us, you know, to dissect them, so that you can see where the artery, where it passes, where the nerve is passing, where, you know, muscles, all those things. And then you name all of them, this muscle is called this, this one's called this, you know, all those things, okay? So, you would be like in the dining room, okay? People are eating. This is where you start, right? To look at their arms and you're seeing a nerve, a muscle. Okay? Yes. And also, by the way, some people, you know, stopped eating meat for some time. Because you'd go to the dining hall and the meat, the beef they have served, looks exactly like what you've just been, what? Chopping. Okay, so man, some fellows man, put what for, you know, meat on hold, you know, for a while. Hallelujah. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, glory be to God. Amen. Now, like you all know, Jesus is coming back soon. Okay, man, this subject, I know so many things in the Bible, but God has what kept me on this thing. Hallelujah. But, like I said last Sunday, I am a slave, I'm captive. I have no choice but what? To speak as I'm what? I am told, when I'm supposed to preach. Okay, so Jesus is coming back soon, and he's coming to establish his kingdom. Alright? And he wants all of us to be part of his kingdom. He doesn't want anyone to be left out. Okay, even those who are not born again. He wants them to get saved and to esteem him as who? Adonai. Okay, forget that, okay? Yes, to, you know, to treat him as master, to obey him, you know, to live for him. Okay, so that they can be part of the kingdom. Glory be to God. The Lord doesn't delight in anyone perishing. Hallelujah. Okay, so for that matter, we have to take this thing of the kingdom, entering the kingdom, very, very seriously. Okay? It should actually be number one priority in our lives. Okay? Jesus said that strive to enter through the narrow gate. You see, he used the word, well, at least the English, used the word strive. Meaning that you have to do something. As in, you have to take the thing very seriously. Okay? In one of the parables of Jesus, he said that the kingdom of God is like a merchant, okay, who's looking for treasures or pearls. Then he finds one in a field, and what does he do? He goes, sells everything he has, okay, buys that field so that he can have the treasure. Okay, sells everything he has for this pearl. In fact, he says the pearl of great price. You understand? And Jesus said that is how the kingdom is. Okay, it is so precious that in a sense you have to give up everything. Okay, you have to do all you can to make sure that you don't what? Miss out on it. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, okay, so I'm not preaching legalism, I'm not preaching works, but we're expected to cooperate with God, with the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen? It is very serious. Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, we are going to study from the parable of the sower, okay, to take note of some of the things Jesus said that can make someone not these things, when someone is involved with it, they cannot enter the kingdom. Amen? So, the parable of the sower. So, we're going to take lessons of the kingdom from the parable of the sower. You all know the parable of the sower. Okay? The parable of the sower is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Alright? But we shall read from Matthew, and it is in chapter 13. Glory be to God. Okay? So we're going to start from 13, rather chapter 13 from verse 3. It says that then Jesus, spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured them. Some seed fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Verse 9 says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay? That means that this is very serious. The Lord is saying, Bianjo get very serious. Okay? And now, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Glory be to God. Now let's go to the interpretation. Okay? Dream interpretation. Parable interpretation. Okay? Okay? And now not my interpretation. The Lord's interpretation. And that is in Matthew chapter 13. It begins in verse 18. So we're going to read verse 18 to 19. Okay? So, Jesus says that therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. Okay? So now Jesus is making it clear that he's talking about the kingdom. The word of the kingdom or the message of the kingdom. Glory be to God. As I read this, English, every word, it's like I remember what is there. Okay, so anyway, hear the parable of the what? The sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one, the devil, comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. Okay? So, someone hears the word of the kingdom. Okay, they are preached to, but they don't understand it. Alright? But somehow, the word has gone in their hearts. But some also choose not to understand. Alright? Anyway, but these ones, the word enters, but they don't understand it. And the enemy comes and steals the word of the kingdom, the message which they have received. And I think it is either in Mark or Matthew where it's added that so that they don't believe. Alright? So that they don't believe. The enemy steals it so that they don't what? Believe. Okay? So Jesus is saying that this is he who received seed by the wayside. And what is a seed? Jesus said, the seed is the word of the kingdom. So they don't understand the word of the kingdom. Therefore, they don't believe the word of the kingdom. Therefore, they will not enter the kingdom. All right? This is sad. And once upon a time, we were all there. Okay? We jammed. I'll never forget a guy who preached to me in Senior 1. Senior 1. Okay? You're in Senior 1, 2 or 3? 2. Okay? Do you want to know when I was in Senior 1? So you are in Senior 1 in 2000, what? Yeah? 2019. I was in Senior 1 in 1990. Glory be to God. 1990, so plus 10, plus 19, 29 years. So I'm probably, yeah, around that, 29 years older than you. Alright? Yeah. Abazukulu. Glory be to God. Yeah? Yeah. Hallelujah. And so a guy preached to me in Senior 1. The guy was on my case. He pleaded with me, Mose, get saved, what? Sports time, reach the girls on my case. We even didn't go for sports. Okay? And I jumped. Now later, I think it was 8 years later or 9 years later, in 1998, when I was in second year, when I got saved, I regretted why I didn't go and saved in Senior 1. Because I realized, man, this life. Okay? The people who get saved, and they are like, man, life is hard, you know. But for me, I was like, man, I wish I'd gotten saved in what? Senior 1. Meanwhile, the guy who preached to me, somewhere along the way, got messed up and he backslid. Then it is me now on campus who was on his case. And then, Muyanja, you are the one who preached to me in Senior 1. Now, the guy said, you fast wait. You be easy. Okay? Roger Mgisha, that crowd, Roger Mgisha, that was anyway. Those guys were saved in Senior 1. But somehow Senior 2, around Senior 2, you know, adolescence sets in. This way in which hormones, that stage is deadly. Okay? That stage, man, guys, what? Fell away. And I think by the last time I knew, only one, I think, had come back to the Lord. Okay? And they came back to the Lord way after university. And that is a guy who preached to me. He came back to the Lord. Okay? Yes. So, now, what is the solution for these people? The solution is, number one, you keep praying for them. By the way, you should, Bambi, tell people about the Lord. Tell people about the Lord. Okay, sow the seed. Okay, the word or the kingdom. Okay, if you can't speak to them right, don't be on those groups. Okay, Smack 90, what? All those groups of your, the Kwanjula in your family, Mukoze group. You're there. Throw in the word of the what? If you can't speak to them out here, you can write. Just write. You even don't have to write. You can copy and paste. Okay? Go somewhere, copy, paste, shoot, throw it there. The Lord will reward you. That is the Lord will say, okay, you are a coward, but you tried. Okay? Seriously, you've seen, the word of the kingdom. They didn't receive it, they didn't get saved, and therefore they're not entering the kingdom. Are you listening to me? And number two, okay, pray for them. Pray for them that the enemy won't steal the word. And it says that the word is stolen from their hearts so that they don't believe. Glory be to God. Okay, so that is ground number one. Okay, where the seed fell. And what is the seed? The word of the kingdom. The message of the kingdom. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Remember, we're doing parable interpretation. Amen? Okay? Matthew chapter 13, verse 20. Jesus said, "But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word," okay, "the message of the kingdom, and immediately receives it with joy." Hallelujah. Receives it with what? With joy. "Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while." Okay? "For when tribulation or persecution arises," why? "Because of the word, immediately he stumbles." That word "stumbles" is also the word "falls." Okay? They receive the joy, the word, with joy. They get excited. You know, Okay, "but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises," why? "Because of the word." Not because of anything else. Because of the word, the message of the kingdom. Because Baruch said, okay, "immediately they fall away." They fall away. And this means the Abalokole who fall away because things get tight. Things do what? Get tight. Okay? Sometimes the persecution is very evident that it is from the devil. Sometimes it is not evident. Okay? Okay, the enemy can just, you know, start doing things by remote just to mess you up. Okay, who closes this income, you call them what? Income stream. You understand? And you're like, since I got saved, bad things began to happen. Eh? You've heard those stories. Eh? Because when Naruko Kamangamba, when you get saved, you're going to prosper. Why, you know, eh? However, the contrary. And that message, by the way, is bad. Eh? Okay? When you preach to people, don't tell them that when you got saved, you're going to what? You know, eh? Okay? But you can say, yeah, but there are benefits. If you're with the Lord, he might. But anyway, but the main thing is eternal life. Okay? Tell guys, Baruch, am I going to have food now, what? Dimes, what? Dimes on the house. Okay? A wife, you know, eh? Okay? You know, houses in Naguru. Then guys get saved, and then even the little they had, man. The small income stream. The enemy, shoo. You know, eh? Persecution for the word's sake. Sometimes it is so obvious it is the devil, man. Eh? Your family riots, your friends. Eh? Okay? You understand? You say you're fake. What? You know? When I got saved, you know, when we were in high school, there was a girl in Nabisunsa. She was a beautiful girl. So, we knew her in high school. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with knowing a beautiful girl. You understand? Okay? So anyway, she comes to med school, eh? And she says, so she's in the fellowship. Med school, what? Fellowship. Anyway, then I get saved. So when I get saved, man, guys, what? They're like, ah, Bwango. By the way, if you meet anyone who wasn't, this guy's gotten saved because of what? Patricia. Right? He's just what? He wants to be close to us, what? He can call now, what? You know, eh? We give him 2 weeks. 2 weeks became, I don't know, let's give him 3 months. We all know what Mose is up to. Patricia. And you see, but that, persecution, was that persecution? Yeah, that one it wasn't. Okay? But if you're so serious, the Jagaram come and know I've gotten saved, and then guys start saying evil things about you, that is persecution. You're now living in holiness, righteousness. Then they say, why, it is that catchy. You understand? That is persecution. Okay? It is persecution. Hallelujah. But sometimes anyway, in some places, they are chivoko. Okay. Anyway, reward, things become hard, okay? Now, the Lord doesn't want people to fall away just because of that. So you see, this thing of saying you get saved, everything will be kawa. Jesus said, no. There is what? Persecution. And you didn't expect anyone to fall away because things are tight. Do you understand? Okay, so Christians fall away. People have fallen away from the Lord. And for that matter, they are not going to enter the kingdom. Contrary to what your preachers say. Okay, now what is the solution to this thing? The solution is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Okay, Paul said that, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Okay? One of the solutions is get to know that is what you signed up for. Don't get shocked when what? Persecution arises. Okay? You've seen that word, yes. He's not trying to be a little bit nice, so that yes. Okay? All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If you don't want to suffer persecution, don't try to live like a Christian. In fact, don't tell people that you're Christian. Okay? Some people have decided, I'll tell people, but I won't live what? Godly. I'll live like them. Then guys will what? Will like you. Then they'll say, why do you people, why don't you be like the other umulokole? Yeah? It's okay. Ye mulunji. Yeah, you know. Okay, godly in Christ Jesus, to live like that, you're going to suffer. And so, expect to be persecuted. Glory be to God. Amen? It is part of the package. It is what you signed up for. It is what I signed up for. And very soon, it is going to be the real persecution. The real what? The real one. The real what? The real one. Okay? So, in school, yes, in class, we had a guy called Bukajumbe. Now he's a doctor, Bukajumbe. Okay? He was, this hospital that was here? Ukadik? It's there, eh? Okadik. A few years ago, he was the MS, the medical, the boss of the place. Now I think he's in Australia doing a PhD, or he has finished. And so, Bukajumbe. Dr. Bukajumbe. Yeah. So, Bukajumbe had brothers. And they all used to mug. Okay? They all used to mug. So, he used to tell us about his brothers. He was asking, do you know my brother? Then he said, yes, I know. The other big one. He said, no, not that big one. The other big one. Do you remember that stuff? The guy who told his brother, my brother. Do you remember my brother? Hey, the other big one. No, not that big one. The other big one. You know that age, eh? It's about those things. So, Bukso will tell you about his big brothers. Not the other big one. But there was a big one, then there was a big, big one, then there was a what? A big, big, big one. Okay? So now, when I went to medical school, I met one of his what? Either I had grown or something like that. The guy wasn't big. He was a normal guy. But I can understand in senior one, he must have been big. You understand? Hallelujah. So, the real, real what? They are the big, big one, the persecution. It is coming. Alright? And before it comes, you had better know that you are appointed for it. Okay? It is safer, eh? Glory be to God. By the way, I'm not telling you my own words. Eh? Remember the parable? Eh? We're doing Mark 13, the parable of the sower. Hallelujah. And Paul didn't disagree with the Lord. Do you understand? And Paul said, yes. Okay, you will suffer persecution. Okay? And Paul also said in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, he says that, we must, okay, we must, not that word must, not maybe, but we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Okay? Persecution. Okay? People who got saved, who were in Catholic schools and got saved, you know. Man, some of them were sacked. Okay? Many of them used to be sacked. Guys were sacked from Namiliango, you know, Namagunga, out in Zambia, you know. Eh? Okay? But they stood their ground. They told their parents, no, Jesus, man. Those were young kids, man. Okay? You know, eh? These things have happened, eh? They'll get sacked from Ugungas. They tell, anyway, you know, persecution, amen? So, expect it, amen? Are you listening to me? Or you're not glad that you came for service? You came to hear nice things. I'm telling you about the kingdom. What is better than that? The kingdom. Do you know what the kingdom is going to be like? You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. The kingdom. Eh? Okay, but before then, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 says that therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Okay, do not cast away your trust, your faith in the Lord. Because these Hebrews, man, they were being persecuted. Things were tight. This letter to the Hebrews was written primarily to tell guys not to forsake the Lord. Why? Because things were bad for them. Alright? So he tells them that therefore, do not cast away your confidence in the Lord, which has great reward. What was it? Reward in the context of this scripture, it wasn't money that Bagina Bawa rewards of what? Money, rewards of wives, rewards, you know those things. Eh? Okay, here we're talking about the reward of eternal life. You cast away your confidence, your trust in the Lord, you're gone. Hell. Okay. Then he continues and says, for you have need of endurance. You have need of what? Endurance. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. What is the promise? The promise of eternal life. Glory be to God. For yet a little while. Okay? He's like, suffer now, you know, very soon. Okay? He who is coming? The Lord. Okay, he is coming and will come, okay, and will not tarry, will not delay. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he said that now the just shall live by faith. So do not cast away that faith. Okay? Because they just live by faith. Okay? Eternal life. This is the living he's talking about. Then he says, but if anyone draws back, that means that you can draw back. Are you seeing that? You can do what? Yes, please go and tell Andrew Womack this scripture. If anyone draws what? Back. My soul. Whose soul? Not Paul's soul. Eh? Okay? When you read it, you understand that my soul, this is the Lord. Eh? Okay, that my soul has no pleasure in him. So God didn't want people to draw back because of persecution. Are you listening to me, Teddy? Okay? But there's some people, I and Paul and you, we are not of those who draw back to perdition. Do you know what perdition, what it means? I looked it up. I knew what it means, but I really wanted to know. Okay? Okay? It is a state of punishment that never ends. Perdition, you know? Okay? The state of punishment that never ends. Okay? You draw back because of perdition. You've just kicked yourself out of the kingdom. And you enter that state, okay? Where, man, you're going to hell, okay? Eternally. Hallelujah. Okay? This is good news, okay? We are reminding ourselves how to make sure we don't drift away. Glory be to God. Because you don't dare want to miss the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's going to be glorious. And then after that, 1,000 years, then there will be forever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. Okay? So the Bible is to instruct us how to prepare ourselves for it. Okay? How to make sure that we don't fall away. Glory be to God. So, we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Glory be to God. So, that is the seed, okay, that fell on the what? On the what? The stony ground. Glory be to God. Are you sad? Or you're getting mad? Or you're glad? There's someone who say that, you know, when you preach, you should either get people sad or mad or glad. Glory be to God. Bruce, I think you're like an engineer. You're a little. I'm not going to sow into it. I'm not going to sow into what? This word. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Okay? We are doing parable interpretation. It says that now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word. Okay? They hear the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becomes and fruitful. I think it's in Mark or Luke. We say that actually these guys, you know, they hear the word and believe it. Okay? So they get saved. Alright? But he says that, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becomes unfruitful. Okay? This is a polite way of saying they basically don't enter the kingdom. Why? The cares of this world. Okay? Another version says that the anxieties of life and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, the message of the kingdom. Okay? And he becomes unfruitful. Okay? The cares of what? The cares of this world. I remember, you know, the cares of this world, there are many things, For you, it can be something else, for someone else, you know. I remember there was a girl we were with in medical school, we were in the same class, you know, I think now for her care was Umsajja, the Nyagara Umsajja, and a man. But there are some people who are born. I remember one time, there's a girl who joined LAT some time ago, okay? And she wasn't saved, and I think she got saved in LAT, okay? And Bambi, the girl was on, immediately she was on fire for God, okay? But even before she got saved, Bambi got saved real. Okay. big one, you know. real, okay? But before she got saved, one time she came to me and she said that, "Pastor, Nzenjagala Musajja." I remember she was a miyankola, and for her, you know, either her culture or what, there's something where she just, you know, she gives it to you. "Pastor, what?" No. Now, I think she got a Musajja. Okay, in Uzowe, the fellowship. Because later she disappeared and either she sent me a message or something like that. That what Zowe, what, you know. But before that, I think she had given me a testimony. So I knew there is no way she was going to leave her what? Her Musajja for this modest guy. All right? So the cares of life. So yeah, then I remember there was a girl in med school we were with. She was from Gaza, born again, you know. Then she begins to date a Muslim, and they were moving towards what, a wedding, marriage. Now I was told that she was even having classes, okay? She was taking classes with, I think, the guy's same guy, okay? To teach her how a Muslim woman is supposed to what? To behave, what, you know? Basically, she was going to convert, okay? Remember? The cares of what? She was going to what? She had started taking classes. Giza babe, you know, born again, right? You know, those Giza chicks used to get saved, I think, in senior one. And so, man, then one day she got a dream, which she shared with a friend of mine who told me. So this is how I get to know her story of the classes with the singer. Okay, she had a dream, and in the dream, it was judgment day. Okay, judgment day, and she stood before the Lord. In fact, already there was a name she was going to what? There was a Muslim name. So she was called Lillian. So she was going to throw away the Lillian and then get some other name. Let's say Fatuma, or, you know. But the Catholics have Shamim. Why Shamim? So, you know, we have just been in lockdown, so it's good to have a site where people, and I have 30 minutes. I thought this thing, I was going to read so many scriptures. Now we still have 30 minutes. Okay? Shamim. I remember the Shamim in university. I had a guy, a roommate who was a Muslim. Okay? So he was interested in some girl in the hostels. All right, hostels. You remember where there was a Shikumi? Okay. And so, of course, you know, Progi you know, Friday, you can't read, it's a weekend, so you escort him. Okay, so we go to the hostel, and man, girls, I don't know, girls always had stuff to eat. I'm telling you, girls, they would have chai. The moment visitors arrive, you just see the exit, they go, then they come back with buvelas and what? Zumbis, what? And it's the souls, eh? Okay? Do you know what the souls are? Eh? Do you know the souls? You still use that term? Well, now it is, eh? Okay. But there was also, in our days, there was also Ukatunda Lager. You know, Bell Lager? So there was also the Katundas, which wine, those, eh? The Bovera. So guys used to call it what? Ukatunda Lager. So, I would escort this guy to go and see his friend. Okay, so when we got there, there was some girl called what? Anyway, so when we'd get back to the to our room, this guy, my roommate, would tell me how, unarabia gunja kutunulira munge, you know? Shamim was looking at you, and Shamim was his OG from A, so he knew her. So he would begin to tell me what good stuff about her. Yeah, man, I saw her the way she was. Look at, yeah, man, like, I know she's this, you know, good stuff. Okay? Hashamim, that means that the heavens, in Hebrew. Hashamim, the heavens. So, forget that, okay? Those are just my things which I love to do. Hallelujah. Which one? Of what? Hey, why do you like that story? Okay, Judgment Day. So, yeah, you remember, and so, she stood before the Lord, the Judgment Day. And the Lord asked her, Judgment Day, remember, Judgment Day. And the Lord asked her, are you Lillian or Shamim? Do you understand? Eh? So obviously that meant something. Eh? Jesus was asking her, are you Lillian or Shamim? Man, the moment she had that dream, she threw out the other guy. She realized by the beginning, you know what? BDC, they have eternal consequences. She chucked the guy. Okay? Then later she married a classmate of mine, some thug. Okay? Some Catholic thug. Who, the only who talk, you know, he's Kabozi. He's like, man, eh? Weekend, 200 day, Emizinga. Do you know? Emizinga. Who knows a Mzinga? There are people who know, but you're trying, yeah? Who knows a Mzinga? Maybe the E. A Mzinga is that waraj, that big, yeah? A Mzinga. No. That is his Kabozi. Maybe it has changed, eh? But those were his KB when he meets, you know, or bees. Say, man, we can, a Mzinga, what? Hey. And that's what, Lillian? Yeah. I don't know how she is now, but, hopefully. Glory be to God. Amen. The cares of what? The cares of this world. The cares. People have different who care. I'm 35. I don't have a house. You know, whatever. So those things now they can make you come up with, you know, with SOPs. Eh? How to get what? A house. You know, I'm 35. Then some people, your family, whatever. You have a kid, bro, eh? A kid, bro, is 26. He has just finished university. The guy has built a house in about where? I think Yamategura, you know. Then for your much older, you're 36. And you're a kid, bro. As in, business, really? You understand the cares of this world. Then you start also now to come up with, you don't know how your bro got the money. But then when I ask you, where does a guy work? You tell me, UNRWA. Yeah, okay. There's someone, by the way, who is like that. He has like a kid brother. The guy has a house in Unsasa there. Big, you know, eh? He said, kid brother. Today, where? UNRWA. Okay. Yeah. The cares or what? And don't give in to these things. Hallelujah. Don't be pressurized by anyone. You know, as in prove a point. You say you're this, so show cause, you know, Okay? You're a young man, you know, And you're on some chick's case, And the chick is like, show the money. What do they say? Something like, show the money, You know, What's the term? Show me the money, you know, Show me the money, you know, Then bam, you know, Show me the what? Those things, If the chick is saying, show me the money, you have it, move on, You understand, Go to another one who's comfortable with 100K, you know, 100,000, okay? That's it, Hallelujah. I remembered another story when I said what? Move on, okay? Should I tell you that story? Okay. From school. So, in senior six, we had something we called, it was called a sports meet. Where's a sports meet? It's somewhere we went to Gayaza to do sports, play all kind of games, you know, chess, football, rugby, you know. Then after that, you gun bay, then you go have lunch, and then we're dancing. All right? We were the first school to have that one, because girls, I think, never had a hall, a big hall. So, for that matter, they never used to involve themselves in evil. But those socials were evil. Okay? So, young girls, I'm not trying to tell you that it's okay. So, those things were evil, Okay? Because if they were not evil, why would they, they put the curtains, close them, or, you know, as you die. You understand? They were evil, Demonic, Okay, now, when you are a young girl or a young guy, you're saved, and you're in school, that is one of the cares of this life. Man, so sure what, man, I'm gonna meet. The way again, compendicular later, after, you know, Because after social, they call them prom, these days. Now, I remember that word prom. We just used to read it in novels. Prom, what? Then now, So, you see, the cares of life, everyone I know now, that's the age group, there's that thing. Because after social, or after prom, that's when males, you understand, What, males, These days, it's emails or what? I don't know. Because those days they were speedo, Speed what? Speed delivery. You write a letter today. You understand? If you write it very early, it might get to smack at 4 p.m. Speedo. These things of post office, You walk down to smack to Entebbe Road, then the post office, then you put there. Then the thing takes 1 week, Just because it's cheap, So there came a guy, a business guy who, Speedo. Actually, it wasn't called about that. It was called Speed Delivery. So it's called Speedo. You know, You write a letter Monday morning. Okay? Tuesday morning or evening, it's in Giza. Then a response by Wednesday for your rest. Anyway, so the cares of life, bam, you know, now, as a young guy, you can be on paper, all my friends are getting letters from guys, well, you know, now the cares of life, okay, you know, it chokes the word, and you're like, these things of being saved, and we don't know even when Jesus is going to come back. Jesus said so, now it is 2,000 years, what? And for me, Jesus knows my heart. He says my heart, who are you to judge? Do anything. That's when it's like there's an age group where everyone knows that what? people scripture and they misinterpret it, who are you to judge? God said, don't judge. Don't judge. Who are you to judge? Why do you want to be holier than thou? You know, holier than, you know, yeah? And so the cares of what? Yeah. You know, yeah? But don't what? Give in to them, amen? Okay, on the, what you should do, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, what does it say? It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Glory be to God. Tolina nyumba, cast your care what? Upon the Lord. Tolina mchala, cast it. There's a song like that, you know it? We used to sing it at KPC. Yes. Do what total kids this way? How did it go? There was a thing. Please, you know it. How did it go?
Yes.
There's that. But there's also another one. Maybe it is that one of cast your burdens. Then they add the Luganda beat. Twenam chala tofa yo sawa. It's the one. Okay, all right. Okay, cast all your care upon him. For he does what? He cares for you. What does it say in Amplified? It says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Glory be to God. Amen. Just do that. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Don't let the cares make you miss it in your life. Just cast them on the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't. Remember, there's nothing you can compare the kingdom of God to. It is the most important thing, and you shouldn't let these things what? These things to mess you up. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which you all know, says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Glory be to God. Let your requests be made. Just speak to the Father about it. Just give them unto the Lord. Cast your cares upon who? Upon the Lord. Okay? He cares for you affectionately. Okay? And then he says, and when you do that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Okay? Will guard. Do you know what it means to guard? Okay? Will guard your heart so that you don't what? Throw in the towel. Okay? Guard your heart. So that your heart is not given to the devil. And you miss the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen? The kingdom, it's coming. And like I said in the word for the week, whether you want it to come or not, for it is coming. Amen? Whether you want Jesus to come back or not, for him, he is coming. Okay? And there are people who want him to come, like me. Glory be to God. I don't know why people don't want the Lord to come back soon. It is the cares of this life which are messing up what? People. Okay? And then, you remember it said, and the deceitfulness of riches. The deceitfulness of riches. I'm curious to know how the Luganda, whatever, or puts it. Christine is the one who usually knows what? Obulimba, bwe, bobugaga, what? The deceitfulness of riches. Okay? It is in that, it is in the same group of the cares of this life. Okay? The deceitfulness of riches. They choke the word. Okay? So what should we do concerning the deceitfulness of riches? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, Paul told Timothy that command those who are rich, okay? Do what? Command. The people who don't think that in this dispensation, there's nothing like God say, command. He says, Because, you know, the Lord is gracious. You have to just be sweet nicely. God speaks in a, you know, affectionately. You understand? Please don't know that there's something. He said, command. Okay? All right? In this day and age, people, Christians right now, don't know these things. When their pastor commands them, stop doing this. He said, you know, people get shocked. Number one, I guess because their parents, either how they have been raised, you know, they don't know anything called being commanded to do something. They're just not being begged. Okay, if you do this, I'll give you money. If you take your plate to the sink, I'll give you money. And then that's what parents are doing. Don't wear that thing. Okay, if you don't wear it, I'll take you for a whatever. Yeah, I mean, what is that? There's something called Nakugambye Toyambala. You understand? There's that thing and it is needed. Glory be to God. You know. Parents, do these things. We're Andrew. Very soon you're going to get kids. Okay, be a commander. Hallelujah. And commanders do what? They command. And some things are not for rewarding. You're supposed to do them. They're not for paying. We're starting to pay kids for the work they do at home. Since when? These are those funny things in America which have messed them up. Kids are supposed to do their work. They are part of, you know, they're not supposed to be paid. You know, the solution to this, the deceitfulness of riches, is not to trust in them. Okay? Not to trust in them. Okay? Don't trust in uncertain riches. Okay, then he says in verse 18, let them do good, the rich. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come. Which time to come? The kingdom. That they may lay hold onto eternal life. Okay? Lay hold onto what? Eternal life. Because there's something called what? Dropping eternal life. Okay, don't trust in what? Uncertain riches. They're uncertain because they come and go. And they're not going to get you eternal life. Are you listening to me? Okay, so be generous. Okay, and the only way you can really show that you don't trust in riches is when you're generous, you can easily get them off you. Do you understand? Giving. Hallelujah. Amen? So, that is the solution. Now, then, if you are not rich, if you don't have money, okay? Because you see, money not only messes up those who have it, okay? But it messes up also those who don't have it. Okay, so this thing saying abagaga bagena mgena. Tewani mgaga gena mguru. Abagaga, you know. But now, they are broke guys. What? They are they are somehow, it's like in their hearts, they are thinking of money, money. They are even plotting to kill for money so they can also get it. So they are also going, what? If all the other guys are going, even all the other ones are going. Isn't it? Okay. So for these ones, okay, you know, money messed up Judas Iscariot. Did you know that? This was a disciple of the Lord. In the 12. But a guy used to steal money from the box. I don't know if Jesus, I think Jesus didn't have a wallet. So what? Barnage box. Barnage box. Alright. One time even Jesus didn't have money. Do you know that? There was a time when Jesus, what? Barry Bamangaza sent him and he didn't have. He came and they needed tax. Then told Peter, you know what? Get that, you know. The first fish you catch. So Jesus didn't have all the what? Maybe at that time the box wasn't there. I don't know. Anyway, but Judas Iscariot was what? He used to steal. And finally, that money thing now really messed him up. And there was no turning back. Okay? The guy betrayed the Lord, was given money. Okay. There's a guy, called Demas. Do you know that guy? He's in your Bible. Demas. Okay? In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Demas, he says that, Demas has forsaken me. Okay? Demas forsook Paul. Why? Because he loved this present world and departed for Thessalonica. Apparently, that city was rich in those days, wealthy. Okay? And the guy said, we've been to Paul, we've been to you, we know. Have you heard of that term? Okuye yobulamu. Okuye ya what? No kuye yobulamu. Paul, I mean, you know. Being on the sea, what? At night, it rains when you're on the boat. Then sometimes, when you're sent to Zakutua, you know, kugule mele, we're hungry. Paul, I mean, you know. You keep telling us how Jesus is coming back very soon. We should be patient. Name Yakajige and that Paul of Gosaga. You know now, we talk about Paul, eh? We think if we're in his days, man would all be man, Paul, wherever he goes, I go. A guy said, Wapi. Demas has forsaken me. And the Lord, man, I was going to say that the Lord is not kind. But it's kind. But the Lord even made sure that it is part of scripture. I think Oxwaza, what? Udemas. As in what you did was very bad. He forsook Paul. Say Paul in an interview. We have done well. We thought the money would come. Now, how many years? Say, took off. He loved this present world. Don't be like that. Don't let money mess you up. Glory be to God. Don't let money do what? Mess you up. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 says that now godliness with contentment is great what? Gain. So one of the solutions, okay, is be content with what you have. Be what? Now, I'm not saying don't ask God for more. Ask God for more. But in the meantime, be content. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain, we are very sure, we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these, we shall be content. Be content, people. Amen? But remember, these things about entering the kingdom. I'm sharing things which Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 that messes up people and they don't enter the kingdom. Do you understand? Okay? So be content with what you have. Then he says in verse 9 that, but those who desire to be rich. Okay? Now you have to understand this in context. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be rich. Okay? Because even then, the Lord said, if you do this, I'll bless you. What? You know, you'll be the top. You understand, eh? Okay? But you have to understand what this means, okay? As we shall see. So, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men. Do you know what it means to drown? What does drowning mean? Basically, the bottom line is death. Okay? So, Christians, drown. They die. They can die. Some have died. Die, as in, they no longer have eternal life. They are here. I don't know why, what? These preachers of yours don't see these things. It says that they have what? Drowned men in destruction and what? Perdition. Do you remember the definition of perdition? A state of forever punishment. You know, eh? Many have what? Okay? It has happened. Hallelujah. Okay? Then he says in verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith. Do you know what it means to stray? Do you know what it means to stray? To stray, you are going this side, whatever it is, okay? You're going, you know? Then you, basically, we take another one. You've left the path. So some have strayed from the faith. They have left the faith. Do you understand? Olive, go and tell those preachers of yours that you have been lying to me. It is possible for a Christian to stray from the faith. And one of the things that causes them is the love of money. Okay? The deceitfulness of riches. Okay? They have strayed from the faith. And what has happened? So they have strayed from the faith in their greediness. So the desire, which we saw above, is talking about greediness. They are greedy for money. They are ready to do anything for money. You understand? God knows my heart. And even then, I'm going to use that money to help. To help people to do something. Yeah, so anyway, don't what? Okay? You see, they are straight from the faith in their greediness and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Okay? But you, Andrew, you, Hillary, you, Eleti, flee these things. Which things? The love of money. Okay? And pursue the fruits of the Spirit. Okay? Which are righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Okay? Fight the what? Meaning that, you remember? Jesus said that strive. Now, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Meaning that there's a fight, you know, over your faith. And the Lord believes you will win. You won't throw in the towel. You won't cast away your confidence. Fight. Glory be to God. Fight. The enemy will throw you something. You know, to the natural, you know what? Huh? Related to the story, I remember I just come back from the U.S. from my master's. And so I'd left a job, so I was waiting for another, you know, in the meantime. So one time I'm in med school, canteen, because I used to chill there, you know. So anyway, so students would come, you jazz, friends, you know, hobbies. So I'm there, then there's a guy who was doing his master's in public health, you know. Then he comes, hey, can I sit with you? Yeah, please, you know. So he sits. Then we began to jazz. We ask each other questions. Who are you? Why? Then the guy asked me, so, okay, where are you working? They say, yeah, I'm not working now, you know. I left a job. I'm waiting for another. And so that afternoon ends and it goes. Then we meet another day. Someone says, hey, hi, what's up? You know, nice to see you again. Can I? Yeah, please, please. Okay. Then we began to talk about something. Then he asked me, do you have a wife? I said, no, I'm still single. Then some, I think, we talked about either a car or something. Then I told him, I don't have a car. Then the guy said, but you man. But you man. What do you have? You don't have a woman? You don't have a job? You don't have a car? What do you have? I will never forget that. It was so funny. After that, I went telling everyone that man. The guy asked me, like, but you man, what do you have? You don't have a job? You don't have a woman? You know, now if that statement finds you, that you're insecure, what? Hey, the devil can just jump on it, enter your heart with it, and man, we shall see you what? You know, see the cares, you know? Okay? And so, fight the good fight of what? Faith. And then he said, lay hold on eternal life. Huh? Lay hold on what? Lay hold on eternal. You know, these things. Matthew chapter 13, as we end, says, but he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word, okay, and understands it, who indeed bears fruit, okay? Mark, I think, says that he bears fruit with patience, okay? Meaning that he endures. He doesn't throw in the towel. He understands the word, not like the first ground where it fell by the wayside. Who didn't understand? This one understood the word. He got saved. Okay, and he went on. Okay, he went through the persecution, the suffering. He didn't throw in the towel, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches didn't mess him up. Okay, and he bore fruit. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to be like this man, or like this ground. Okay, which bears fruit unto eternal life. Glory be to God. Amen? So cast all your cares upon the Lord. Don't be deceived by riches. Don't be messed up by the love of money. Okay? But at the same time, please remember to continue preaching to your relatives, your friends. Tell them the word. If they don't understand it, pray for them. Keep telling them. Okay? You never know. One day they might get saved and enter the kingdom of God. If after they have gotten saved, they really live like Jesus is their master, like Jesus is their Adonai. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.